Susan, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much for having us.
Before we talk specifically about what's coming up at the Evendale Cultural Arts Center, tell us about the center itself.
We're located on the corner of Glendale Milford and Reading Road in an old school building that was built in 1929. So we are real excited to be bringing teaching back into the building after it remained vacant for many, many years.
And you don't need to live in Evendale to take part in what's going on there?
No, absolutely not. We are open to anyone, Evendale residents, Sharonville, anywhere around. And we attract people from all over the greater Cincinnati area because we have a nice centralized location, really easy to find, and we just love to see folks through the doors.
One of the special events coming up is a performance of The Night Before Christmas. Tell us about that.
We are so excited. The Children's Theater of Cincinnati is coming to present The Night Before Christmas. And it's a lyrical adaptation of the famous poem by Clement Clark Moore. And there's lots of emphasis. I know there's singing, a lot of emphasis on history and traditions. And they kind of pose the age-old question, are you too old for traditions? And so I think it's going to be really fun. We've had the Children's Theater out numerous times, and they always have fabulous performances for us. Prior to the show, at 2 o'clock, we're going to have kind of a craft-making activity. Folks, families can drop in, and I'm sure it will be Christmas themed. There may be glitter, but we're real excited to have folks come and enjoy an afternoon with us.
Is there a charge to take part in all this?
No, it's absolutely free.
One of the center's important projects is your fine art exhibition in May, but I think your call to artists goes out quite soon.
It does. Our call to artists will be posted on our website January 15th. That way it gives artists a little bit of time to either finish up works or get works prepared to photograph and get them ready to look the best for the submissions. And in the past, we've had well over 200 works submitted, and we can only accept between 130 and 140. And so we always have just a fabulous show, 80 to 90 area artists. You have to live within 60 miles of Greater Cincinnati to enter the show, and you also have to be 18. But it's been going on for at least 15 years and is one of the highlights of our year. We have an opening reception where everyone is welcome and we have live music. And it's just a really nice time to celebrate the arts and celebrate Evendale and all the fabulous artists that we have.
What sort of art do you have? I mean, is it mostly paintings or do you have an across-the-board sort of thing?
We welcome any fine art. The vast majority of it is paintings, is oil paintings, watercolor, your visual arts. But we would welcome sculpture and anything that is deemed fine art.
And is the exhibition shown in the center?
The exhibition is at the Evendale Recreation Center, which is right next door to us. It's part of our complex. We have a room there that's large enough to be able to accommodate the crowds, especially the opening night reception. And it's, again, easily accessed, and it's just a great show.
So do you get entries from the same people, or is it a mix of new people and old people?
We have a lovely mix of new people and old people. We have some folks that have been in the show for probably 15 years at least, or you know, even 10 years, and we'd love to see the work that they come up with. It has to be all new works and cannot be exhibited in the show in previous years. And we are starting to attract new artists. So it's become just this lovely blend of very traditional paintings with a lot of edgier, kind of flirting with some really great contemporary art feel. And it's wonderful to see that mix and that blend, especially when those artists come together to talk and to network and share with each other their ideas and inspiration.
Well, I also want to talk about the classes that you have at the center. So tell us something about that.
We usually, on average, offer around 48 classes a session. And these classes range from art, dance, hip-hop, digital photography, we have wine tasting, we have just a huge variety of classes that we offer. A lot of it is focused towards adults. We do have lots of stuff for children as well. But our adults, we try to focus on fine art and really honing their skills and working on whatever techniques that they need to improve upon. But we also have a huge music department as well. We offer auto harp, dulcimer, guitar, piano, violin lessons. I really appreciate all of our instructors, but one of our instructors who teaches piano is 87 years young, and she is amazing and is just so thrilled every day. And she teaches children and adults, but she's just thrilled every day to be there sharing her gift and sharing her talent with all the folks that take lessons from her.
What classes are the most popular with the public? You have such a range of them.
Probably our most popular classes, our dance classes are really popular. We have a lot of dance, tap, ballet, and jazz, especially for little people. We have baby ballet, and then we have dance classes ranging from ages 4 to 12. And those are, hip hop is really kind of very well attended, especially the older kids, the kids that are kind of getting away from wanting to be a ballerina, and maybe they want to be a pop star. So those classes are really popular. Our children's art classes are very popular, especially the ones building skills. And we've came off of a really successful run of a drawing class where the kids really enjoyed learning step by step how to draw and shading and just really perfecting that skill. Some of our other classes are popular. Bob Hebenstreet is a local painter here, and he has an evening class every Thursday, and he has a really great turnout there. Karen Hebenstreet, another local artist who's fabulous, does workshops with us several times a year, and her workshops almost always sell out. I'm moving her to a larger space so that she can accommodate a few more folks. Those are very popular. Our photography classes are almost always have a really good showing. And, you know, we have so many people wanting to learn how to take better pictures with Instagram and Facebook and being able to share everything. And of course, everybody wants to put their best foot forward. And our photography instructor is fabulous for teaching folks how to work with just about any technology or any piece of equipment that they have to help them take better pictures.
Well, your website notes that the first Saturday of each month features a wine appreciation and tasting event. How did that come about?
We have a fabulous local resident, Dr. John Dyer, who has lived in Evendale for several years. And he was first approached when the Art Center was first opened to share his wine appreciation skills. And I've gone to a few tastings just to make sure everything is good. And he does such a fabulous job. He travels to all the areas of Europe where wine is produced, and he studies the grapes and the trees and the sun and the soil. And he talks about how important all that is in the final product. It's borderline science, but it's very fun. It's never dry. It's never dull. But he does such a fabulous job of getting everybody excited about the different wines. And he'll bring in a really great price range. He'll bring in a $9 or $10 bottle of wine up to $50 or $60 bottle of wine. And folks get to try the differences. And, you know, it's wonderful for most folks who just want to have a nice bottle of wine at dinner, but maybe not want to spend $50 a night on a bottle. So he does a really good job of talking about pairings and offering something that is affordable for everyone to enjoy.
How long has the Evendale Cultural Arts Center been in existence?
In 2008, it started as the brainchild of several art enthusiasts that live in Evendale and really wanted to see options for artists and for performance and for different expressions in Evendale. It started out with a lot of classes, a great volunteer enthusiasm, and things really did take off. And as things grew, the volunteers realized that they were spending a lot of time working on classes and building and doing registrations and doing a lot of the day-to-day busy work. And they were able to hire me in 2010 to work part-time to kind of take that load off of them for all the busy work. And that gave our commission time to plan and move forward and envision the growth and everything that we're starting to become.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
I appreciate you having us, and I hope to see everybody there on our Christmas event, the Children's Theater Cincinnati, Night Before Christmas.
We've been talking with Susan Gordy, director of the Evendale Cultural Arts Center. For more information, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.